I demand piggies!
One of the most fascinating things about Gerard, I thought, was the fact that this guy who's done all these movies, and you can see he's a tall guy, he works out, has a small d**k. I feel like you should be a big d**k guy.
I don't know how it happened.
Do you ever shave your d**k for a role?
Are you kidding? What about Julius Erving at number 5?
Look what he does in the dunk contest. He comes in and takes the layup. He takes the layup.
And dumped out. Now picked up by Ovechkin. Here he comes. Ovechkin trying to drag it through him there. Oh! He scored!
Welcome to Radio Nation. I am Connie Jean Kennedy, joined by Josh Skinner.
What up, guys?
We are filling in for Nicholas Pescod, who's away for tonight, but he'll be back next week. Because this show is only going to 8:45 tonight, it's also going to sound a little bit different than because Nick's not here, and it's the other show hosts that we have with the CMN, if you know what that is.
The original soundtrack here tonight with Trouble Talk.
And Trouble Talk, you know it. But we also thank you for continuing to listen to Radio Nation. Tonight, on this very short edition of Radio Nation, we're going to cover the usual things that are talked about on Radio Nation, including sports, weird news, and our featured artist for tonight is called The Vegas Wake Up, a little band from Barrie, Ontario.
They're a great band, guys.
I love them.
You want to stay tuned for that.
I think they're fantastic, and if you like good music, keep listening. To kick off the show, here's Josh to talk about the latest in sports news.
All right, so we're going to be brief tonight. In NHL news, we got the New Jersey Devils, who traded away captain Jamie Langenbrenner to the Dallas Stars for a conditional third-round pick in 2011. Then in the NFL, we have the Seattle Seahawks, who stunned the New Orleans Saints on Saturday night, winning 41-36. And I watched that. That was a pretty sick game, guys. And the Seahawks will now face the Chicago Bears next week. Also winners this past week were the Jets, Ravens, and Packers. In the NBA, we've got the Toronto Raptors beating the Sacramento Kings 118-112, and Andrea Bargnani had 30 points in the win. In English Premiership news, David Beckham, it appears, will not be heading to Tottenham after all. There have been talks that Beckham's current club, Los Angeles Galaxy, will allow him to sign with Tottenham. However, talks fell apart, and it appears Beckham will remain with the Galaxy. And finally, from the MLB, we have the Tampa Bay Rays have traded pitcher Matt Garza to the Chicago Cubs as part of an 8-player trade between the two teams.
All right, now kicking off this first musical segment, we're going to start off with a great song by Def Leppard. And after the break, it's time for the news, normal and weird.
Do we want to get rocked?
Walk the devil, not myself.
rock's out of the question. yeah, Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out, Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, black, white, Cuban or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami. Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out, so I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer Rangay melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami,
the city where the heat is on all night. On the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on all night. On the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami. Get me wrong, Chi-Town got it going on, and New York is the city that we know don't sleep, and we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy, but on the snake, Miami bringing heat for real, y'all don't understand, I never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tan, this is the plan, take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand, give me your hand, damn you look sexy, let's go to my yacht in the West Keys, ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees, cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach, water so clear you can see to the bottom, $100,000 cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
And welcome back to Radio Nation. As always on the show, we read out weird news from North America and around the world. In Mississippi, the governor, Haley Barbour, freed two sisters Friday from a state prison where they were serving life sentences for an $11 armed robbery on condition that one donates a kidney to the other. The sisters, Gladys and Jamie Scott, smiled and waved as they emerged from Central Mississippi Correctional Facility after 16 years in prison. The sisters plan to move to Florida, according to their lawyer. In Minnesota, a man was arrested for allegedly rigging up vibrators with explosive material to give to his ex-girlfriends as Christmas gifts. Holy.
That's new.
Terry Allen Lester, 37, from Waseca, Minnesota, has been charged with felony counts of creating an explosive device and making terroristic threats. Wow.
That's, I've never heard about that. Well, why not? Anyways, here at home in Toronto, a woman is accused of killing her mom, who was found dead last week in an apartment that they shared. Officers stopped by the mother and daughter's 20th Floor unit in Scarborough at 10:30 a.m. Friday for a check address call when they made the grisly discovery, Toronto police said. In New Brunswick, a Moncton woman gave birth to a baby boy in a car on the side of the road during a snowstorm last Monday morning. Ashley Hicks and Joshua Gautreau, I believe that's right, both 26, and Ashley's mom, Crystal Hicks, were headed to the hospital Monday morning when Ashley's water broke.
And finally, in Germany, a baby penguin took advantage of Germany's wintry weather to give her minders the slip and embark on a tour of the zoo before waddling into the lion's den. A visitor spotted the African penguin taking a stroll in the lion enclosure, but the animal was lucky as the lions were asleep inside rather than braving the icy weather outside. It took keepers a day to get the penguin out of the den, luring her out with a trail of herrings, the statement said. Also, all news files are from canoe.ca, just so you all know. Starting off the next musical segment with a song by Canadian artist Jesse Cook. After the break, is the world too connected? Has our privacy been left to what's in our head? That discussion when we return.
Combining and now she's living on cloud nine. To the head, beer shot. touch it, they can feel my eyes. To the head, to the head. Be a shot, touch it, they can feel my eyes. Expeasy the girls over easy, we ever go and keep it light. None of them can't block my show, stop me, don't matter how them do. Girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one side, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, tick tock, tick tock, the sexiest wine, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one side, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, tick tock, tick tock, the sexiest wine. Yo!
Thank you. get my usher on, but I can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I miss her, what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love, but wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone, and now I'm wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made the decision that she wanted to move on, 'cause I was wrong.
Yo, welcome back, guys. So, do you guys ever find yourself too connected or spend most of your time these days updating your Twitter or Facebook statuses? I don't. Yeah. Are you so busy on social networking sites that you lack a social life in general? It's the ultimate irony. Last week on Radio Nation, Nicholas Pescod discussed the issues of social networking. Tonight, we're going to extend this discussion.
Basically, I agree with what he said last week and how it was just, I find myself too connected as well. I think that with Facebook and everything, like, people are updating pictures of you, all these, like, and pictures that you don't even know.
They have
of you that you don't even know have been taken of you. It's just kind of creepy in a way.
No, it really is.
And these people who are adding you on Facebook who you don't even know, who they think they know you through a friend of a friend, and...
Yeah, that always bothered me. Like, you're their friend, not my friend. Move along.
And not only that, like, you see, I normally sit in the back of the class in most of my classes, and I see the people with their laptops or whatever, and they're all on Twitter, not paying attention, whatever, looking at other people's statuses. Oh, I wonder what this person's doing every 5 seconds of their life.
No, it's actually amazing. In my class, only about 4 people do that.
You think? Really?
Really. I extend the back of my class. Only about 4 people go on Facebook or Twitter.
It's not everybody. It's not everybody. It's only a couple people in my class. But, I mean, just in general, like, the fact that so many people are on Twitter updating their every movement.
I was talking to my sister about this, actually. We both agreed that Twitter is probably the most useless thing ever made in the past 10 years, if not ever.
Well, I mean, I have Twitter for my radio show, but I don't use it.
That's the thing. That's the kind of defining line between being too connected and necessity in promotional development and advertisement, because when you're in media, you're in arts, like, say, you're a graphic designer, animator, you have to be connected, otherwise you're not going to go anywhere.
I know.
It's just simple. If you're not going to go anywhere, if you don't have a Facebook account, you don't have Twitter, your own website, a blog, you're not going anywhere.
You kind of
have
radio,
to do it. Like, with radio, you got to promote it. If you don't have this stuff, you're not going anywhere. But if it's just if you're just putting up people who make Facebook accounts for their 3-month-old child, stop.
Yep.
You don't have no right to do that.
No.
What happens when they get to 10? When they're 10, they'll find out.
Yeah.
They'll find out. I mean, they won't be happy.
When your child can finally, you know, tell what's going on. They're like, why was this made
like,
for
why
me?
Would you do this to me?
Goes through like...
I was 0.3.
Yeah. In my life. I wasn't even like able to speak.
I wasn't even cogent.
Or understand anything yet. But not only that, I mean, I found this funny, actually. It was an experience that us journalism students had. One of our classes, I don't even remember what the point of the class was, to be honest with you. Basically, we called it the Facebook class. Because the entire class, everybody would be on Facebook chatting with each other through Facebook. Because the teacher just, for some reason, we just couldn't pay attention to her.
You know what's funny? It was one of my classes last year. We did that too, like all of our classes on Facebook. And she straight up one class, she said, you know, it's really hard to even know that no one's listening to you. We're all like, what? She caught us red-handed.
Our teacher didn't even notice. Like, she just kept talking. And I was like, why are you... And we were trying to... We had a full class work period one day. And she just would not stop talking. Eventually, I just put my headphones on. I was like, I can't even work with you talking. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I know. I've had teachers like that. It's actually really annoying.
It's quite frustrating.
Yeah, I'm going to find some... See if I can find some of these weird Facebook status updates. Yeah. Like, I remember reading one... where this guy, he asked out a girl, and she said, I'd rather, we should talk about this in private, you know, because it's a private matter. He said, no, you should say how you feel about me. I know you love me. So we can hear. And she straight up said, I said we should talk about this in private because I didn't want to reject you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, straight up on his post.
Ouch.
You got to be careful what you put on Facebook, you know.
It's true. It even affects jobs in the future, potentially, because, say, if you got a picture of you smoking weed and drinking a beer at the same time, you're not, and your future employers see these pictures,
they might not want you as their employee.
Why would they? You know, like,
because they got to think about profits and whatnot.
One of those things, guys. Alrighty, to kick off the last music segment of the night, we start with an artist featured on the show about a month ago. The artist's name is Jabari, a rapper from Chicago. The song we will be playing is In the Zone. So here it is, and when we return, the featured band of the week will be The Vegas Wake Up.
I flame up, ready to take flight, just vibing, riding by myself at night. And I'm all alone, far away from home. Don't ask me what I'm on, dog, I'm in the zone. Hold I'm feeling alright, just riding, vibing by myself at night. Somebody calling my phone, I wish they'd leave me alone. I wanna be on my own, dog, I'm in the zone. Riding solo, steady scoping out the scene. In the car, listening to the guitar string scream. I'm thinking of some things, something's on my mind. So I hop in the whip, shut the door and hit recline. Make sure I'm comfortable, yet I'm still aware. The sunroof and put the smoke in the air. Hope you're not trying to reach me. I just left out. I'm trying to rid my mind of some things that got me stressed out. Staring at the moon and how it shines so bright. Feeling clarity, you hearing me? Getting my mind right. Out here, independent, I don't need no help. Sometimes you just want a little time to yourself, and I'm taking that. I flame up, ready to take flight. Just vibing, riding by myself at night. And I'm all alone. In the air, forgetting all worries, getting filled with hope, forgetting about the bills, forgetting I'm really broke. I ain't thinking about gas, I ain't focused on ass, I ain't thought about gas, and to hell with the past, man. Damn them kids, motherfuck them pigs, and I'm trying not to think about my man doing the beer. I'm getting rid of the headaches, no signs of exhaust, so far gone and mad at the prick who cut me off. No reckless road rage, fade breezing in the wind, can't nobody out of the zone I be in, you know. I flame up, ready to take flight, just vibing, riding by myself at night. And I'm all alone, far away from home. Don't ask me what I'm on, dog, I'm in the zone. Hold up, I'm feeling alright, just riding, vibing by myself at night. Somebody calling my phone, I wish they
chase surrounds, cause you don't want them around. You ain't trying to be foul, people just don't know your vision. Tell them give you a round, now you on a solo mission. No worries at all, cause the flame's been pearled. Relaxed and unattached, not a care in the world. If you don't know what I'm saying, you don't know the feeling, G. But if you want the same thing, let it rain, cause you feeling me. Whatever missed calls, you gon' get right back. But every now and again, the shit gets like that. When I don't want no company in front of me, this how I get down. I'm lost in the vibe and I don't ever want to be found. I flame up, ready to take flight, just vibing. Riding by myself at night, yeah. And I'm all alone, far away from home. Don't ask me what I'm on, dog, I'm in the zone. Hold up, I'm feeling alright, just riding. Vibing by myself at night, somebody calling my phone. I wish they'd leave me alone, I wanna be on my own. Dog, I'm in the zone.
My shoes away. I wanna be naked every day. I'd wear nothing but my birthday suit just a chance to be with you. I'd make loving you a living. I'd be a chair that you could sit in.
Everybody, this next song is just dedicated to your host, Nicholas Pescod. Hope he gets better soon.
Hello, Radio Nation, and welcome back. I am one of your hosts, Connie Jean, for the night. Also along with Josh Skinner, but he's not in this part. anyway. So the featured band of the night is a little band called The Vegas Wake Up. They are out of Barrie, Ontario. I've actually seen them live a couple times. I really enjoy their music, and I really hope you guys do too. This first song I'm going to play for you is called Fight On. This band hasn't been around for too long, but I really hope you enjoy it. So let's see how it goes. Minor technical difficulty. Here you go. And welcome back to Radio Nation. That was Fight On by The Vegas Wake Up. I'm actually going to play one of their other songs for you, just the last one I'll play for you. This is a cover by a little boy named Justin Bieber, who I know Nick seems to go on huge rants about him for some reason every single episode. So I figured I'd keep it in, you know, context and tradition of Nick's shows. So here is The Vegas Wake Up doing a cover of the song Baby by Justin Bieber. Enjoy. Radio Nation. So that was the Vegas Wake Up and their cover for Justin Bieber's Baby. I personally think it's better. What do you think, Josh?
Anything's better than Justin Bieber. But this one is like sincerely better.
Yeah. Well, I very much enjoy it. I think that the Vegas Wake Up did a fantastic job on it. And the other
Justin
song,
Bieber
Fight On.
Justin Bieber could take some.
Yep. Just a little news on Vegas Wake Up. They're actually recording a second album that's supposed to be coming out, I believe, late February, probably.
Oh, nice.
They're doing another tour around the GTA and slightly further west and east. If you want to search them, their website for MySpace is myspace.com/TheVegasWakeUp, or you can search their videos on YouTube. And that's about it.
This Friday, we might be having an episode of Original Soundtrack. As you know, it's moved to Fridays at 5. How long it stays there, it's not certain right now, but right now it's Fridays at 5 on Centennial College Internet Radio. As well as, if you want to tune in tomorrow, the school is having a special radio broadcast at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you want to check that out, because we're going to be debuting a lot of shows, and it's going to be really great. So you might want to check it out if you have time.
Yeah. Alrighty. And for Treble Talk, my show personally, I might be switching to a weekend show, but I have to get that, you know, talked about with.
It's all politics.
It is. It's all politics. Anyway, that's the end of Radio Nation for the night. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Nicholas Pescod will be back in next week. And to end you guys off, I'm going to let you hear My Diagnosis by, again, The Vegas Wake Up. Have a good night, guys.
That's the nastiest thing.